on maintenance projects of the country's refineries. The federal government's commitment to kidney health is dominating discussions as the World Kidney Day takes center stage. In a statement, the chair of the Senate Committee on Health, Secondary and Tertiary Services, Dr. Ipalebo Haribanigo, outlined some of the provisions towards kidney health in 2024 Appropriation Act.
The completion of investigation and provision of potable water to chronic kidney disease areas, which recognizes the link between clean water and kidney health. 2. Advocacy, awareness creation, and community mobilization across the 6 geopolitical zones are being conducted to educate communities on the prevention and control of chronic kidney diseases. 3. Construction and equipping of kidney and dialysis center, Federal Medical Center in Guru, the priority.
The former River State Deputy Governor also stated other initiatives by the federal government to improve the kidney health status of the citizens.
With the construction and equipping of kidney and dialysis centers, equipping of completed accident and emergency kidney centers, ICUs, and additional wards complexes across the 6 geopolitical zones, ensuring that healthcare facilities are well equipped to handle kidney-related emergencies, providing comprehensive care to patients. And 5, the provision of further research or nutritional contribution on HIV drug interplay with kidney, liver, and the heart.
The theme of World Kidney Day, which is celebrated on the 14th of March, is Kidney Health for All, Advancing Equitable Access to Care and Optimal Medical Practices. President Bola Tinubu has written the House of Representatives seeking consideration of the student loan bill. This was contained in a letter transmitted by the President to the legislators and read by Speaker.